This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Dom, thank you for taking the time to hop on. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, JR. How are you?
I'm very well, and I know that you're in the stadium right now. What's the vibe, man? Almost, what are we, 3 hours away? How are things out in Arizona?
Well, it's probably a little too early to tell you what the vibe is. Maybe an hour before the game, I could tell you. It's just now starting to gather. But, you know, I think this is going to be a really, really great championship game. You know, UConn has won all these games by big scores, and I think the consensus is, though, that this is going to be the toughest test that they've had. You know, UConn has not had to play a number one seed, and that's maybe been the one knock on UConn the last couple of years, is that a lot of the high seeds have been knocked out. Not the case now. They're going to have to beat the best to be the best.
Dom Amore is here with us from the Hartford Current, covers the UConn Huskies. What is the difference that you've seen between, I don't want to say the attitude, because the squads are different, but how is this year's team different from last year's team, whether it's roster composition, attitude, anything?
Well, I think it's just confidence. I think that, you know, last year's team had that really bad slump in the middle of the season, and they had to get their confidence back. And then once they did, they were hard to stop. They also had to get over that hump in the first round of the tournament. They had been beaten in the first round the previous 2 years. You know, and who are they facing in the first round? Rick Pitino, kind of the boogeyman who was going to ruin last season, too. Once they got over that, then they just never looked back. I think this year, there were no blocks, mental or otherwise. They just had that tremendous confidence from last year carried into this year, not only with the players who were back, but the new players who came in kind of inherited that. So this team has played like it expected to win the national championship from day one. And it's just delivered night after night after night.
No, Dom, having covered this team, have you seen any differences in the approach of Coach Hurley? A lot of the commentary that has surrounded him this year has been of someone who's very surly, ready to defend the team, ready to fight. Is that different as kind of the years have gone on?
No, that's exactly what he was when he came in here, and that's what he is now. You know, he's combative, and you know, he has what, if you're an old baseball guy, what Phil Rizzuto used to call rabbit ears. You know, he hears every comment, and he sees every slight, and he hears, and if he doesn't hear them, he'll make one up. He said that himself. But he hears all these things to motivate himself and his team. He's a guy that just came out of Jersey City with a chip on his shoulder, and it hasn't been knocked off yet.
Dom Amore is here with us from the Hartford Current. Now, knowing all of these coaching moves are taking place, right before you joined us, we were talking about Calipari. Obviously, looks like he's going on down to Arkansas. Do you think, after going back-to-back, should we eliminate Dan Hurley from moving on to another team, or should we expect him to be there until it's time to hang him up?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen enough of these things unfold, and I'm sure you have too, that I wouldn't eliminate that until Kentucky has a coach in place. I mean, these things happen. You know, you have to believe that if Kentucky wanted Dan Hurley badly enough, they could throw an unlimited amount of money at him. I mean, they're an SEC school with SEC football money and SEC amenities, so, you know, facilities. So if they really wanted him, they could throw an unlimited amount of money at him. In Dan's case, he strikes me as the type of guy, though, that wouldn't want to mess with happy. I think he's very happy where he is. I think his family is very happy in this part of the country, the Northeast. I think that's where he wants to stay. But frankly, Kentucky's Kentucky. You know, opportunities like that, they'll come around all the time. And, you know, if I'm Kentucky, Dan Hurley's irresistible to me because he's the biggest name in the sport, and that's what they need, the biggest star in the sport. If you're UConn, I'd be nervous until that Kentucky job is filled and Dan Hurley's not at a press conference in Lexington.
Oh, well, let's see what happens throughout the course of tonight. Dom Amore is here with us, covers the Huskies for the Hartford Current. When you actually think about the basketball that's going to take place on the court tonight, everybody knows about Zach Edey. He's the dude that gets all of the attention. People, especially more recently, have started to kind of pay attention to the other quote-unquote tall dude in Donovan Clingan. What can you tell us about him and his game? How do you expect the matchup to go?
Well, Klingon's very impressive. It seems like throughout this tournament, it's taken him a little bit to get going in these games. But once he's gotten going and kind of got his legs under him and his touch around the basket, he's been very, very hard to stop. He's probably, you know, I would think that Purdue is probably not used to facing someone like this against Edey, that they're probably accustomed to having a big, big advantage there. And I think they will have an advantage simply because Edey is 7'4", but I don't think they'll have as big an advantage as they're accustomed to having. So I think it's going to be, I would have to, you know, looking at the two, just looking at the stature, that, you know, you figure Edey would have an advantage, but not nearly the advantage that he usually has. And I think if that matchup is a push, JR, then you really like UConn's chances everywhere else on the floor. If Edey absolutely dominates Klingan or gets him into foul trouble, gets him on the bench, then it could be a tough night for UConn. So I think that matchup is going to get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. I really think it's the key to this game.
Well, Dom, let me ask you this. When it's all said and done, who's cutting down the nets tonight? Are you going with UConn, or do you think Purdue comes through with the little bit of a shock?
Well, you know what, Jared, when you watch a team win 11 straight tournament games by double digits, and most of them by more than 20, it's hard to picture anybody but them cutting down the nets. But the one thing that's been, it's been a reasonable knock on UConn is that they haven't played a one seed. This is one versus two. It's hard to imagine UConn winning the game by 20, but for me, it's hard to imagine UConn losing to anybody right now. And I would think this will be the toughest game. But if you ask me to pick one, I guess I would say UConn cutting down the nets.
Dom Amore is here with us from the Hartford Current. Now, if UConn does win, if UConn does go back-to-back, are they going to leave the campus alone this year? I mean, they tore the campus up last year, ripping down light posts and everything. Dom, what's going on in Connecticut?
Yeah, well, you know, those crazy, kooky stores, Connecticut folk, you never know what they're going to do. But UConn is just taking some preemptive steps. They took the light poles down already so that they won't be there to be torn down. And I think they're going to limit the use of alcohol. They've taken some steps to prevent it. And I would think, too, you know what the old saying, JR, act like you've been there? Well, UConn's been there. So if they win it again, maybe it would be a more of a matter-of-fact night on the campus at stores. So let's hope so. Let's hope for no violence and no injuries and no arrests. That shouldn't be what this is about.
Well, Dom, we know the men have an opportunity to win it all tonight. This past weekend, or Friday night, I should say, we all watched as Iowa late came out on top, you know, over the ladies of UConn, the Lady Huskies. What has been kind of the straw that stirs the drink in stores? Is it Geno? Was it Calhoun? Is it now Hurley? What makes this, or what has made this so attractive, and the success over the past 25 years from the men and the women and the winning streak? What has made this school in Connecticut just kind of pop? This, you wouldn't expect this, especially given the region.
Well, you know, UConn had a basketball history even before Jim Calhoun got there. They were a power in New England. They were back in the days when the NIT was a big deal. They went to the NIT quite a bit. They had some great moments. You know, one of the moments they still talk about in Connecticut was Dom Perno stealing the ball from Bill Bradley in 1964. So UConn has a kind of an old school New England basketball tradition. But when Jim Calhoun got there, he made it big time. He made it big league. You know, Connecticut always has kind of had, look, the Whalers days, they've always had this thing that even though it's a big market, we're not big league. Jim Calhoun made it big league. And then, you know, Geno Auriemma kind of followed that up and made UConn, and made women's basketball mainstream in Connecticut and elsewhere. So those two together have really kind of turned UConn into what it is. And, you know, the women's program has continued. And then obviously when Jim left and Kevin Ollie won another championship and had a free fall there, you know, Hurley has brought the men all the way back up to the top. So it's the two of them in conjunction with parallel histories, but both of them have had a tremendous impact on the quality of life in Connecticut. And I think the biggest thing is, JR, is that there aren't any pro teams in Connecticut.
Yep.
These are our pro teams, and there aren't any other colleges that are mid-majors. It's the biggest market in the country where one college basketball program is the biggest thing in it. That's the difference. Even in Kentucky, there are two programs. You know, even in Carolina, there's more than one program. Other places have a lot of pro sports. But in Connecticut, it's a top 30 market, and one college basketball program, men, women, is the number one thing in that market. That's what makes it kind of big league. It's like, you know, it's really like coaching an NBA team. Either one of those coaches can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was going to be my next thing. You think about the schools and what they represent. Hey, there's no quote-unquote big league to go out there and represent the state. And the Huskies on every side, men, women, so it doesn't matter the sport, are certainly doing so. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you for coming through and joining us. Where can people follow you and your work? You tell us. Let us know.
All right. Great. Well, JR, you can read all my stories at the current, CORANT.com. That's our website, the Hartford Current, oldest continually published newspaper in the United States, older than the United States. And you can follow me on X at Amore Current. So that's where you could find my stuff. Appreciate the plug.
No doubt, Dom. Are you getting a chance to enjoy, you know, the Phoenix metropolitan area, or strictly all hoops?
All business, man. I don't get to play any golf. I don't get to do anything like that. You know, for me, it's all hoops all the time. I'll enjoy myself when I get home.
I hear that. Well, Dom, safe travels to you. Enjoy the national championship tonight, and let's see what UConn does at the end of it, okay?
You got it, Jared. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You got to widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
The swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.